Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hello, world. Guess what day it is?
Podcast day.
You waiting for me to steal your line?
I was. I paused just for you because I was going to beat that trip.
Hello, hello, hello.
That is Miss Glam. And of course, it's your girl, Mo Hazel. And we are on episode 17.
Yay.
No,
not today.
You never. Okay. Anyways, but that's all right, because you get on my nerves, but I have a guest today that doesn't get on my nerves. Welcome to the show, Asha.
Hi.
See, she don't even sound annoying. Say hi.
You love me.
Say hi.
No.
Mm-hmm. See, that's annoying. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Okay. So, when we get into it, we do Weekly Delight. Would you like to do Weekly Delight with us?
I would love to do
it. Oh, sucky. Game on. All right. So, for you out there who don't know about Weekly Delight, we take a person, place a thing. It can be an inspirational quote. It can be a food, a book, just whatever is getting us through the week so we can get to the Friday.
Please stop doing that. Bruh. Thank you.
It's kind of cute.
No, okay. It's not.
Anyways, guest honor, you may go first.
Okay, so my weekly delight is a quote. The quote is, "Fall in love with the process of becoming the very best version of yourself."
Oh, that's deep. I can't even be petty with that. I like her. I'm trading you for her.
Okay. 2 weeks with you, she'll be petty.
She's going to fire me too. I know. Yes.
Oh, snap.
Oh, we're going to get you a little bit looser. But that's a deep quote. So how did you stumble upon this quote?
Pinterest.
Ah, that's a beautiful.
I'm a Pinterest junkie.
Okay, what do you binge the most on that?
Quotes, okay. And food and activities for my kids.
Oh, see, you two would have a lot in common with the kids.
Why?
Because you like to do stuff with your niece too, no?
No, she does stuff. I'm the chauffeur.
Oh, okay. So you're just the Uber driver.
Basically.
Okay.
She doesn't want to do anything with me.
Okay. So what is your weekly delight?
My weekly delight is I'm getting better.
What are you, an AA? Like... This is day sick. 56 dry. What's going on?
I was sick. You know, I was under the weather. Oh, missing that's work. Right. Okay. Not just cooking. Don't. I'm told if I give it to you, then I get rid of it faster.
Say what?
You heard me.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
We're moving on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hi. My weekly delight this week. What did you say? I can't process now. So my weekly delight, honestly, I just want to thank tech support. Believe it or not, I would like to... Oh, look at him getting a little smiley over there. Getting all bashful. Now, I just want to thank tech support. Tech support has been, you know, working really hard, coming home late, you know, because he's got to work overtime, and yet he still has time to support, you know, my visions and my dreams and, you know, and want to do date night, late night, you know. So I appreciate you just losing a lot of sleep, man. A lot of sleep just to spend a few more hours with me. I appreciate you. Thumbs up. I get a thumbs up. He's grinning cheek to cheek. You ain't got nothing to say. You ain't even gonna comment over there. I'm gonna have to edit you out.
I say leave him in.
No, I don't need no homewreckers. Like, oh, he sound. No. We editing that out. No.
I'm very upset with you.
Why?
So people can't see, but let me paint the picture.
Okay.
So I come in here for recording day.
Oh, here we go.
And we have guests.
Okay.
There are snacks.
Yep.
There is like a whole spread out. Yes. I don't get this.
Fruit, cookies, water, whipped cream for the fruit.
I don't get none of that.
Wine options if they
wanted
it.
I have to beg for tea. And I brought the cup to put the tea in.
They are really pretty, by the way. The Badass Besties mugs are like super great.
But yet there's nothing ever in them. See how she treats me?
I just see how she treats me. You starved yourself. I just thought you didn't eat. You know?
Okay. Really? Okay.
I mean, I love you.
Okay. I'm going to start. Asha, I know what I'm going to do.
Asha, you sure you want to be on this show?
Absolutely. This is as real as it gets.
Well, listen, can we just give a hand clap to Asha? Because one, thank you. You actually listened to season one. So I'm going to put you on a hot spot. What are your thoughts of season one?
I like it.
You like it?
I like the topics. I feel when I listen to y'all, it's like I'm just chilling.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of adult interaction. So I like listening to your episodes because it's like I'm chilling with the homegirls.
Aww. She thinks we're adults.
I know, right?
I love her. We're keeping you. It's official. We're keeping you. Well, we appreciate you. And so I guess we'll get into the topic. And the topic this week is racial relationships. And so I guess we've all have or are currently in interracial relationships. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. We'll start with you, Ms. Asha. Are you currently in an interracial relationship? And if so, or if not, what was your longest amount of time in an interracial relationship?
I am in an interracial relationship, marriage. My husband is Caucasian.
Don't get in trouble
Can
now.
Can I just say white? He will
be like, I heard you on the air.
I mean, let him tell it. He'll tell you he's just highly light skinned.
Yes, albino.
He's got soul.
He's albino. Yes,
he's got some soul.
More soul than you.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that the worst? That is the worst.
It really is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, how long have you two been together?
Since we were 15.
Oh, that's so sweet. Did you know right away?
Maybe not right away.
Watch your answers, because if he listens,
I'm gonna keep it real.
Okay.
He knows.
Okay.
He will be okay. I promise.
Listen,
would be okay.
Disclaimer, we are not responsible if the marriage goes awry because of this.
I mean, we've been together this long.
We ain't starting over. We tired. Right. Listen, we got the kids. It's
exactly.
Good. I'm just playing. But no. So, okay. So you said how long?
Since we were 15, I'm 30 now.
We're both 30 now. Okay, so
it's
got it.
That's 15 years. Yes. That's a long time.
That's a long time. Okay. So who asked who out?
I asked him out.
Nice. What? Wait. Okay. Rabbit hole
this
time.
This is something that Mo Hazel would never do.
I don't. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
I had just moved here. Mm-hmm. My parents had just split up and my husband and I, we became friends. It's like, I'm a vibes person.
Yeah.
I got good vibes off of him. He made me laugh. We had great time, like hanging out at lunch. So I knew I liked him. I got word that he liked me.
Uh-oh. People snitching out in the streets, but for love.
Okay. Yeah, it worked to my benefit.
Yeah, I'll let it happen.
But he just didn't ask me out.
Got it.
So one day, as we're going to the buses to go home, it's like, hey, you want to go out? Yeah.
No, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Two beautiful girls later. That's what's up. Okay, so Ms. Glam, you have also been in an interracial relationship, correct?
Yes.
What was the longest amount of time? Because you're currently not.
I'm currently not.
Okay, so a couple questions with that. What was your longest amount of time in an interracial relationship?
8 years.
Okay, that's a good bit of time. The actual race?
Oh, he's white. Well, he's Scottish.
Okay.
So I don't know if...
I mean, that's still...
It's a little
Caucasian.
Bit different.
Just European. He was European.
No, he was Scottish.
That's Europe.
Yeah, no. Don't confuse the two. Please don't.
It's in the same continent.
Don't confuse the two.
Okay. Well, I know he was gangster.
Yes, he definitely had more soul than me.
He thought he was Eminem, right? Yeah.
He definitely had more soul than me.
Okay. And you are currently not now.
Correct.
Being in an interracial relationship didn't change why you're not in one currently, did it?
No.
Okay. So good. It was a good experience all around.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for me, I am married to tech support, and tech support is not the same nationality as me. Shout out to Latinos. He and I have been together this year. It'll be 20 years of being together. So Miss Asha, we beat you out by a little bit, but that long term, yeah, he ain't going nowhere. He tired, you know. Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. He might. I don't know. He's shaking his head like, I don't know. I'm just gonna take the 20 mark and just ride out into the sunset on a different plane, right? Let's kind of dig into it now that we kind of got the parameters out the way, so we can feel like we have knowledge in this area. It wasn't like we were in a relationship for 2 weeks and that's all we got. First question I want to ask to all of us: did you think you were going to be in an interracial relationship? You know, was it your persuasion, or did this all take you by surprise?
For me, it was a surprise.
Okay. Why so? You just knew you would be with an African-American male?
Oh, well, I didn't even think about it. But I didn't think I would like him.
Oh,
not because of his race, but just because we all grew up together.
Okay.
So if I think back, he was like the, you know, my arch enemy. Like, we used to have wars. We didn't like each other.
What is this? Marvel comic? What's
no.
on?
No. We lived in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
You know, when you're growing up, girls against boys.
Okay.
He was in that crowd who...
He had cooties or something?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Got it. On the same page. Okay. I will say, for me, it was definitely a surprise. I mean, not that I had much experience prior to my husband, but the few that I did date before that were African American. So I was pleasingly shocked when this young man asked me out. It wasn't my persuasion. And I will admit, for me, it was a little awkward at first, just because I assumed I had lived in Virginia prior. And even though it was mostly surrounded by military in Virginia, you just now I don't know currently. I'm talking about back in the 90s, in early 2000s. You didn't see much interracial relationships, maybe military on the base, but outside the base, you didn't see too much of that. If felt normal to me not to. So when I came to Florida and that's all I saw.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
You know, it took me a second to register that people weren't staring at us. And I'm kind of glad I did, because it forced me to get out of my comfort zone of any biases that I did have. So actually, it taught me some lessons too, because I'm not going to say I was like, weren't down for the swirl, but you know, we'll say that I just was pleasantly surprised at the idea of dating someone different outside my race. So what about you, Asha?
You didn't catch me by surprise.
Okay. Why so?
Well, just like you mentioned, I grew up as a military child. Mm-hmm. That's all I saw.
Yeah.
So when it came to who I happened to like, it was just whoever.
Got it. Now, was it a surprise for him? Like, or did he not have any issues with that as well either?
I don't believe he had any issues with that either.
Okay. And the same thing for you with yours, right?
Yeah, that's his preference.
Oh, got it. Wait, quick.
At least I'm assuming.
Quick question. Did you start that trend or?
Sorry. That I don't know.
Okay. Well, I will say for me, tech support's family is just like one big rainbow. So I know he was very comfortable with the idea. In regard to dating girls with chocolate melon, I'd have to thank salt and pepper, I was told, for that. So, look, gosh, he's smiling. The What a Man video and shoot. Yeah, that did it for him. Yeah, he's confirming that did it for him. So thank you, salt and pepper. Appreciate you guys a whole lot. So let's see. I got a question. Did you encounter any issues while dating outside of your race? And if so, what?
So for me, no. Sure. And I don't know if it's because the environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, Jacksonville was very diverse. Like, that was commonplace. It wasn't anything out of the norm.
Got it.
No.
Okay. What about you, Miss Asha?
Same.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing negative.
Wow. Now, I'm going to be honest. I will say that for me, I did have a few friends that kind of were shocked by it. But granted, I just moved to Florida. But I had a couple friends that stopped being friends with me, believe it or not. They were younger than me, and they lived in my neighborhood. But it was like two, and I don't even think it was worth, you know, like, thank you. It was an excuse to get rid of them. It's not that serious. I will say, I know for me in the family, I had some extended families that they welcomed us into a relationship, but, you know, they would just say some ignorant things. Oh, you know, this and that about, and would get the nationality wrong. Like, think he was Puerto Rican, or they would just assume what his race was. And, oh, I got some Puerto Rican friends. This is cool. I'm like, one, he's Mexican. And two, really? Why are you? Come on, man. Like, so, you know, I had a few family members that didn't really mean to. I mean, they were very nice to him, but they just, it was a little bit of ignorance, you know, and it wasn't to be malicious, but yeah. I don't know. Real quick, without saying too much, just give me a head nod. Did you see anything? I don't think so. Not blatant, right? Yeah, he probably wasn't checking for it.
I really didn't have any issues. Even with family. I don't know. Maybe they just assume that I would date a white guy. I don't know. No issues.
Okay.
I mean, they would tease him, but like I said, he had more soul than I had.
True. So now let me ask this. In regard to now you're dating, okay, everything feels right and wonderful, you know. Were there any cultural issues that you came across that were, you just weren't used to it? You had to kind of get used to it. Like, oh, okay, well, I do this differently. You know, we do this way. Anything
jump upbringing.
Huh?
Upbringing.
Upbringing, so, okay.
So, parenting. Okay. There were things that he could do at his house that I knew better than even hint at to my house.
Give me an example.
Growing up, we were young, high school, 14, 15. I could go in his room. In my house, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, no. Wait, what were you doing in that room?
We were playing video games.
Oh, okay. That's what we call it? Video games. Public service announcement. If your kids are saying they're going in the room with a boy to play video games, keep the doors unlocked.
No, I know that.
Okay.
She has a playroom with glass doors.
So wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I agree with Ms. Glam on that. No,
exactly. Okay.
And I don't know if it was because he's a boy, but no, I don't care.
Got it.
My brothers couldn't have girls in their room.
You stayed in the common areas.
You had someone in the house at all.
Right. Oh, yes. I don't even think you hung at the house until I got out of high school. I know for us, actually, believe it or not, there are a lot of similarities. Culturally, loud, I mean, like a party, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that whole happy, you know, everybody talks very excitedly and all that. That was kind of similar. I think the only things that are different, for instance, I think old school culture wise, you know, I'm sure it'd be better if I learned how to cook. I mean, not that I can't cook.
Yes, she can cook.
Tech support messed me up because he said I didn't have to cook. You know, culturally, you know, it's not to say like women have to cook, but I mean, just it was like one of those things to where it was celebrated a lot different. Actually, and believe it or not, it was celebrated in my family, like my dad's side living in the South. They did that well too, but I missed that boat. And on my mom's side were more Northerners. You did or you didn't. It wasn't a big deal. So I kind of hung on that side of the family tree in regard to cooking. And I just think that's just something that in the culture you universally, you know, learn and celebrate through food. It's always food. They make sure you got fed. You can go to somebody's house and say, I want to eat, and they'll make sure you got food. Me, I'm like, so we have water and some cookies. That's what we got.
And fruit
with whipped cream. That's it. That's it. That's all we got. I eat like a college kid. So I think it's more traditional to like have that family meal come together. That's something I missed the boat on for sure. Yeah.
Because you don't cook.
I don't cook.
Because you can't
cook. I cook once a year. Just to my, she I cook, cook once a year.
Can't cook.
And I make a mean macaroni. True talk.
Really?
True talk. Yes.
Is it really you making it?
Yeah.
I've seen some of your recipes and they're not you cooking. Mm.
First of all, you ain't gonna be disrespectful.
I need some tea.
Yeah, seriously. Hey, Asha, can you step out the room? Because we're about to fight. But no, I can cook. I can cook.
No, tech support can cook.
I'm not saying tech support can't cook. I'm just saying tech support, if he's tired, can go like a couple weeks without cooking. So we eat out a lot, but that's all right. I digress. What advice would you give to someone who is on the fence with dating? Like they're not sure, maybe they might think their family might be upset. What advice would you give?
I say go for it.
Okay. Love is love. Okay. What about you?
I mean, of course, go for it. But there may be some things that you take for granted that person may not know. My first interracial relationship I was very young. Mm-hmm. So things that came out, I really didn't think about. But when I did it when I was older, things like, don't touch my hair, you can't wet me, were common things that I assumed he would know.
Got it.
He learned the hard way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did your husband know like hair terms?
Oh, yes.
Really? You didn't have to teach?
He has more soul than I do.
That's what's
so
up.
So he knew. There was no having to groom him.
So he just knew he could not get water on the hair.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, no, I had to train. But I mean, he caught on quickly. But I had to teach him about kitchen. I taught him how to cut my kitchen. He learned what a relaxer was and quickly adapted to relaxer. Yeah, I had to teach him terms, but he says them really well now, to where it's annoying. Like, you know, don't you want to relax? Listen.
The sleeping on the couch where you're right. Trying to be pretty.
Right. Oh, no, yeah. The scarf. Yeah. Coconut. Oh, all that. Yeah. He's used to it now, but he'll be like, so do you have to wear the scarf tonight? Every night is scarf night. I mean, unless you want me to look like a wildebeest in the morning. That's just, it's for you. I'm trying to go out right for you. Yeah. So, okay. So now let me ask you too. Okay. So obviously you dated white males. So mine was more of a minority. And so there was a lot more similarities. I guess my question to you guys is, maybe even more so now than ever, was there any concerns in regard to race relations? I mean, I know you kind of both said that your partners were pretty chill, but like, were there any other family members or any other people, like maybe their friends, that kind of had that issue? I mean, was it a good experience? Nothing at all?
Yeah, I've never had any negative experience with that.
Okay.
Luckily.
Okay.
It's not the same for some people.
Right.
But no.
Okay. No. Okay. Okay. So what about you?
No, I really never had any issues. Like I said, the one that was the longest, he was Scottish. So it was a little bit of a different experience.
So it felt more like a minority.
Because I was learning too. Because his mom had a very thick accent over the years. I never really heard anymore. But remember when we were taking her out one night?
Yes.
So I don't know. Where was I taking you? I don't know why we were together.
I don't know why we're together at all sometimes, really? But no, just keep
I don't
going.
Know what we were doing.
Something but bad, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
We were in high school. Her mom and her sister were in town from Canada.
Okay.
I was dropping them off at, you know, the older adult club. So I was a designated driver. Mm-hmm. And you were with me.
Okay.
And then they got in the car. They had already been drinking. And
they're loud, too.
Yes, they were very loud. Yes. They're only loud when they're drinking.
People are loud, and the accent gets thicker when they're drinking.
The accent was very thick. And his grandmother and his aunt never really called me by my name. They just never did. Mm-hmm. They always called me Lassie. And the yes, whole time, oh my God, you're such a great lassie. You're such a great lassie.
I was highly offended.
Mo Hazel was getting redder and redder and redder the whole trip. Didn't say anything.
Because she didn't
but
she say
was
anything.
Getting a,
but
she was getting
she'll
pissed.
She'll say why in a minute.
Just getting pissed the whole time. And it took, what, maybe 15, 20 minutes to get there?
Yeah, that was a long ride. I actually do remember that. I was wondering where you're going with it, but I do remember now for
the
sure.
The minute they got out of the car, she exploded and just wouldn't even let me say anything. Just exploded. Why would they call you a dog? Oh, my God. They were calling you a dog.
Yeah, I was. I didn't. I listened. Only Lassie, I know.
Little girl
on TV
in Scottish. And,
listen, I was
it was
little,
hilarious.
I'm not above it. I wasn't cultured, you know, at that time. You know, I wasn't worldly. You know, I think the only places I've been is Virginia and Florida. So, no, I didn't know Lassie meant a young lady. I thought it meant the dog on TV.
Yes.
That rescues little Timmy from a whale.
And that is exactly what she said. Why are they calling a little dog that rescues Timmy from the whale? I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, you're welcome. I was trying to defend you. You're welcome. I mean, I didn't say anything.
No, you didn't, but it was hilarious.
That would have been really embarrassing.
It was hilarious.
She's probably like, so I'm going to need you to get rid of your friend.
But they loved you.
They did.
They did love
that
you.
That was a nice little family. Okay, you know what, Asha? I would like to ask you this question. In regard to, you know, raising your kids, you guys have two little beautiful girls together, right? Mm-hmm. What are their ages? Do you mind?
15 months okay. and 7.
Oh, okay. And you're here and you're rested, glowing.
Feels so good. I got a full
night
of sleep.
Gravity. Wow. Okay. So many questions on, like, how do you sleep? But anyways, that's not what this... Would you say?
You don't.
You don't. So, okay. Do you guys have different parenting styles that felt might have been culturally different? Or did you have to, you know, say we will come together and do this collectively our way? Like, was there any issues that came up while even considering raising your kids?
No, we had very similar upbringings.
Okay, that's good.
Very similar. So when it came to deciding to even have kids, we didn't have any major concerns on how we would parent them just because his mama don't play, mm-hmm. my mama don't play. Ugh. They don't play.
Got it.
So as being parents, it's just we're always on the same page about everything.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. I know it's too soon to kind of figure out which way they're going to go with it, but do you see them identifying with both sides of their culture, meaning the kids, or do you see and are willing to accept if they're going to identify with just one culture? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For my youngest, too early to tell anything. She's in her own world. But
she's
for
cute,
my
though.
Oldest, who is 7.
Gangsta.
I want to make sure, yes, I want to make sure she's well-rounded. Because mm-hmm. one of the things that I experienced growing up, I was considered a flower child.
Okay.
I may be African-American, but I love me some country music.
Oh! I like Faith. And Tim McGraw now, listen.
I don't know what it is. My dad was a DJ mm-hmm. alongside being in the military, so I got to hear it all, but I've always stuck with country.
Wait, so who is your favorite country singer, if you don't mind me asking?
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is it a girl, boy?
He's a boy.
Okay, I know, I probably
Man.
Like.
I don't know who it is.
I probably like, we just lost like 12 fans. Like, oh, you don't know who that is? Okay, I'm canceling my subscription. So, okay, so male?
Yes. Said,
okay, what song?
He sings a song called Heaven. He sings Heaven. A song called Good As You. Good those as are his you. Those are the ones that's on the radio right now.
Okay, so we just don't know that.
Why would you even ask?
Listen.
You don't know who it is.
I know a couple people in the country music game. Sometimes I know songs. Listen. Speaking of which, I feel you on country music. I won't sit there and say that I'm a country music fan, like I'm a fan of artists, but country music in general is very soulful. I mean, they storytell like nobody's business. Jolene. I don't know if you know Jolene, the song Jolene, Dolly Parton. I might be aging you out now. But it's a song. Literally, the woman is begging.
I know you. I saw Dumpling. I saw dumplings.
So you know you the mistress, but just don't take my man. Like, I know you can have him. You will win. I know you will win, but please don't take him.
Right.
What? I've been like, trick it off my lawn. I don't know. It's the way they do the normal life things. They just make it so poetic. So I can understand country music. Yeah. So you were saying, you know, you're pretty much like a wallflower. Like, are you saying you're like a hippie? In a sense,
not just like a hippie, but
defined wallflower.
You know, there's stereotypes around being African American,
right?
You should like rap, you should talk a certain way, dress a certain way. I've never been like that,
okay,
ever.
So what don't you like then? That would be, you know, if you had to be considered, let's go down that rabbit hole because I like that topic. I'm a listen, I'm doing it for her too. Well, listen, me too. Listen, I got a feeling all three of us are gonna like lose our black card over this, but you know, so what would be like three things you do that would not be considered like the coolest thing to admit to for your black culture? You definitely weren't doing it for the culture.
Well, one.
Country music.
Loving
yes.
country
yeah,
music.
Got it.
Goodness, what else? I've been made up for how I talk.
Okay.
Me
okay.
too.
That's fair. What else?
Don't
at
keep
all,
up with
none?
Terms like on fleek. And
okay. That does nothing for you right now. Okay. By the way, tech support is like, she don't know what on fleek means. But he's laughing his butt off right now, y'all. He's like dying, like, what up, yo?
Yeah. I've lost my black card lots of times.
Got it. That's what's up. So what about you, Miss Glam?
Go ahead, call me out. I don't eat chicken.
She don't.
I do not eat.
Don't
I don't
eat
like
chicken.
I know.
At all. No
chicken.
Part of the chicken.
No. The way I speak.
Okay.
And to Asha's point, the only reason why I know even some of the slang is because I have an 11-year-old niece who keeps me sort of kind of in tune because I need to know what she's saying to me or saying to her friends.
I understand. Okay. Well, I will admit, yeah, your slang has come up a little bit in the current
I still don't
day.
Even use it.
No,
because I sound
you'll
funny
say,
when I use
no,
it.
No, you'll say things like, did you hear this one song? I'm like, you know about that song, you know, and I realize it's your niece telling you. Okay, so for me, well, I don't think it's necessarily my lingo.
No, your lingo's fine.
Yeah, I mean, now don't get me wrong. My office voice is much different than my everyday voice, so I definitely code switch there. Could I go with the swimming one? Would that be?
Oh, that you can now swim?
Yeah, that I can swim. Oh, well, not now. Listen, I was swimming as a kid.
I'm talking about because of your hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I would think that would be an African-American thing, that you can get it wet. If you're natural, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not getting the water.
I mean, yeah, that's because but I think swim. Yeah, I think it is music, but not necessarily country, but like I have learned, but because of the broadness of what I like
in
music.
You like the sun and you know, you go tan.
Okay.
I
don't see she making it sound like I actually go to a tanning booth.
No.
For the record, let's clean this up.
Fine.
I mean,
you go to the pool.
No, listen,
the swimming
what
pool
I'm saying
to tan.
Is fine. We'll go with that then. I will say let's take away the swimming and I will take the tanning for 100. I don't go to a tanning booth, just so we're clear. But if I just happen to linger a little bit longer in the direction of the sun so I come back a crispy brown, or when I vacation, I choose for it to be summery type places so I can come back brown and let it kind of just fade for a couple months till I get to the next vacation. So my winter months I'm bright, but my summer months I'm like golden. Yeah, I do that.
That's a little bit of exaggeration, but you're a little bit browner.
Thank you. I'm brown.
Browner. Not Thank necessarily.
You. Thank you. You I know. Try. I do. I try to keep up. I try to keep up with the seasons. Listen, living in Florida has allowed me to be tanner. Yes. In
you
Virginia,
wear yellow now.
In,
I'm so proud
in
of
Virginia,
you.
I was so much paler. Let me tell you, so much paler. When you would see night and day difference, it was a night and day. Like, you making fun of me, and this is my darker years. So that's what's sad.
Oh, gosh.
So if you can only imagine, it was painfully bad. Painfully bad. But that's all right. So that would have been what I would consider the tanning, the music, and the what else did I say? Clearly
no,
not memory.
No, but lingo. No, you're fine with lingo.
Yeah, lingo is good. Lingo is good. Okay. Well, all right. We'll move it on. I mean, okay. So I'm doing all the talking. Do y'all have any questions?
No, I mean, I think we've covered most of the questions, you know, that we had. I mean, you not having, or mostly in your older age, dated interracial.
Yes. In my younger years, yeah, it wasn't that way.
What were some of the shockers for you?
Okay, so I will say for me, him comparing the differences of what he used to date. Things like butts. He became a butt man all of a sudden when he started dating me. Well, what were you into before? Apparently boobs. And then there were some things like, oh, you're... Let me try to be politically correct, and I'm not going to call out the nationality. You know, you're not as... What's the word that I can use? Tech support, help me out. What's the word you would use?
He's going to leave you out to dry.
Hanging. Oh, I hate it. I just like, okay, I'm trying to think specifically. Like, for instance, okay, no. Okay, I got it. So I have to go down a rabbit hole, but this will make sense. So he was very much taught you don't bring just anybody home to your mama, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he brought a girl of another nationality. Actually, he didn't purposely bring her. He told her to stay in the car. And she came to the house, and she proceeded to tell his mama that she wants to have his babies, and he's a teenager.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't do that. Like, culturally, we ain't even supposed to be talking about babies unless you're married, and you don't ever talk to somebody's mother that way. Like, you could get beat down. Like, I'm actually, like... cool points to my mother-in-law for not slapping the crap out of her, but you know, so things like that, like it would just be little differences, like the boldness, not as respectful to moms. And I think even in Latin communities and Black communities, you know, moms had that strength. They would knock you out. Like, you don't come to a mama wrong. So just the boldness of some of the females that he brought to his mom was very shocking. So it's like, oh, you're not like that, this is great, you're gonna be fine, you know what I mean? So,
you get to live another day.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a pretty way to say it. But yeah, to give the example, like things like that, like I'm not trying to.
Yeah, we did have to have that conversation as far as, well, not that conversation, but more of the every adult, I need you to go speak to them and say hello.
Right.
Everyone, yeah, right. Every single one. And when we leave, I need you to do the same thing.
Yeah, say bye to
all
everybody.
Of them.
Yeah.
Individually, yeah. Not just wave to the room.
Right.
Individually go hug and kiss every single person before you leave.
I do got a question. So, okay, so we've been talking about like differences. What are some of the things that you got to embrace that you may not see in your culture, but you're like, oh, y'all do that? Okay, I'm down. You know what I mean? Does that make sense what I'm asking?
Yeah.
So like, for example, with me, food game, although we both say we kind of wish we had dated Asian community because their food game is so bomb, like lumpias and like pansit. Oh my God, that's
shout
like
shout out to my stepmom.
Right. But so, you know, but like culturally, our foods were different, and so he learned to just love like all kinds of Southern food, and I learned to just love like all kinds of Latin food. It's just amazing to me. Tamales, I like them now, you know what I mean? Or enchiladas, or just any, like I'm always constantly
eating. Did you learn to cook them?
I know how to request it.
No.
I know what restaurants to go to and bring it home. I know restaurants that make it authentically, and I can put it in a hors d'oeuvre, pick it up, bring it back to the house, plate it, and be like, voila.
Did you learn to cook them?
No.
That would be a no. No.
Listen.
And how many years? How many years?
I am a, going on a 20 food years,
and you haven't taster. Learned to cook it.
I'm a food taster. I can let you
husband.
Know when it don't taste authentic. I am a critic, a food critic. You know what I mean? Like, next time put a little
not
salt
even
in
one,
it. Next time.
Not even one meal, just one dish for your loving husband who cooks for you. One dish?
No, I have not. That's all right. I'm going to let you have that. But that's all right. I'm not ashamed. Clearly, he's okay. Clearly, he is not with me for my cooking.
Uh-huh, honey.
You can't show that love to tech support?
No, one dish.
Mo Hazel, just one dish. By the end of the season, just one dish.
I'm not making that promise.
Why?
Because I keep promises to my vows. I done told you this on air that he said I didn't have to. He really didn't think that went out. See, that's the problem. I'm here to teach. You say what you mean, and you are a person of your word. That's a life lesson. He's receiving
and
that.
You can't just do one meal.
And
just
I
one
don't,
meal?
You know, I don't want to. Because one then if it's meal. That, then, you know, he thinks, you know, that he can just, like, on anything he says, he's allowed to just say, you know, just kidding. Or, you know, I have a change of heart. No, I'm teaching him to be a man of his word. I'm just... That's
really?
Lessons.
Really?
I mean, I'm dead serious. Okay.
That's just wrong.
No, but like, for example, you know, the food was just amazing. And then, again, celebrating. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, I have been to parties and it's kind of bland. Nobody really talks. The music isn't. Or the vibe is just really somber versus an all Latin party. Like, I don't feel out of place. And that was kind of cool to receive. That for me. Like, it was just, you know. Or and then, like, when we talk, like, anytime I talk, like finding commonalities. We grew up in different kinds of places, but just like some of those family traditions were the same. So that was kind of neat to experience as well, too. Anyways, that was me. Anybody else had any cool experience?
I mean, I guess the family part, you know. I mean, we may have had different upbringings and things were allowed in his house that weren't allowed in my house, but at the end of the day, it was still family. The yelling, the screaming, the same stuff that was happening in my house was happening in his.
Now, did you like Scottish food, by the way? Did you get to try Scottish food, like haggis?
No.
Oh, that's good stuff. Have you ever had haggis, by the way?
I don't even know what that is.
You know what? Intestines. Let me tell you this. The secret
it's what?
To
what?
It's sheep's intestines.
Yeah, that would be
interesting. The secret to eating haggis is to not know what it is before you eat it.
Okay.
And then you'll love it. But
I
when
don't
they
think
tell
she
you,
knew.
I did not.
She ate
Listen,
it.
Let me tell you. So when I had haggis, they put it on my plate like ice cream. It was scooped really pretty, this brown scoop and then this white scoop. And it was mashed potato and then the haggis. And I was like, oh, it's presented really pretty. And I ate it and it was wonderful. And then they told me what it was. I was like, oh, okay. But it was good. It was good. If cooked right, I will eat it. Yeah.
No, but I wasn't a big meat eater back then. I mean, okay. I've had a authentic shepherd's pie, but with ground beef. Because she did it that way for
me. Yeah.
But
wait,
yeah,
what is it made with?
It's not ground beef. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's haggish, but it's not ground beef usually. Not the authentic one.
Okay.
But she'll make it. She used to make it that way for me.
Got it. Okay. So now what about you, Asha? Anything that was like culturally cool or were there more similarities than you thought? And you're like, okay.
There's a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool, for example, that my mother-in-law actually would listen to like some of like the pop.
Yeah.
Rapish type, you know how like some rap songs make it to like pop radio, and
she
would be like, that's what she listened to all the time.
Who was her favorite artist, by the way? Or what was the one song you like? Yeah, that's my mama.
We went to lunch one time and I think what came on in the car was like a Flo Rida song or
nice.
Something.
Okay.
And I was just like, she just got some more cool points. I mean,
apple pie.
Yeah, but it's like she's with the times.
Nice.
Like you sit and she can joke. She cracks jokes. Like when we have our family gatherings, mm-hmm. she's right in there.
Nice.
With the jokes. It's just so nice because they all just blend. And, you know, it can be kind of awkward, like stereotypes like, oh, white people don't have rhythm they listen to classical music or whatever it may be. But no, she's right on in there.
Nice.
And I'm
love
just
it.
Like, I love that she can keep up with that.
Yeah. Like you don't have to like explain it. Like,
right.
By the way, Flo Rida is a rapper.
Yeah. Like one of her things is like she'll tell you like she loves black cherry Kool-Aid.
What?
Yes. Okay. Give her an IV of it. She's good. Like she, and so that's how she got my oldest.
Yeah.
Can I have some Kool-Aid like grandma's?
Oh.
So it's like, it's not hard to make, my kids are going to be well-rounded because of that. Because there's just, you can't really, to me, you can't really tell a difference.
Nice.
Like, yeah, they're white and we're African-American, but you really can't.
So that's cool to know that like, this seems like our experiences have been colored in a way to where there's a lot more similarities and it just felt like a harmony. And you know, and I'm gonna be honest, I'll say ignorance of me when I was younger, I wouldn't necessarily say that I was against interracial dating. I just didn't have a preference for it. I didn't have a preference for it. You know, most of my family, they stuck to their own kind. I will say dating my husband and being with my husband, and I'm assuming y'all are on the same boat, it caused me to just like, I don't see color.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I see him for him and I see other people for them. Like it doesn't shake me now when I see other people together. And so it's just like this beautiful harmony and it's like we're almost coming together and mixing together, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was so common that it wasn't a big deal when it happened.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, not all I saw, but it was just there. So it was never a question to it.
Yeah. Although I will say I watched this before we wrap up. I watched this movie Loving, and it was about Mr. and Mrs. Loving, and they lived in Virginia, and it was a African-American woman and a Caucasian white male, and they chose to be together living in the South, because Virginia was the South, and at times often got arrested for being together. They broke the law by being married and they still chose to fight it. But shortly before one of them passed away, it became legal for them to be married. And so it's like, wow, that's a testament of what people will do for love. But then it's also, it's like, wow, like the fact that you, Asha, is married, and the fact that you could, if you wanted to, get married, and the fact that I am married, that was once upon a time taboo. I think that's pretty dope sauce. Like, it wasn't that long ago, because you know what I mean? It was only a few decades ago. So it's just, to me, seeing more of it is like, okay, a testament of people are starting to come with the times that it's
exactly,
you know what I mean? You can love who you love. And now, even, you know, you don't have to be man and woman. It could be man and man if you want, if that's your thing. That's even a great thing. So,
okay, let's see. What's the moral? What's your thoughts?
Love is love. Date who you want to date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you down with the swirl?
I know, right? Down she's with getting the on swirl. Me because the title was supposed to be Down with the Swirl. By the way, you guys, the title is Down with the Swirl. So, Miss Asha, what about you? What would be your moral or your aha that you want to kind of tell us?
Well, in regards to interracial relationships, be with who you want to be with. Mm-hmm. Don't let something superficial as someone's race keep you from being happy and experiencing true love. Whatever negative aspects come with that, be open-minded to it, embrace it. It is what it is, but you get one life and it is not a dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. So do you.
I like that.
Do you?
Yeah, I like, you said everything I was gonna say. No, I'm just playing. Ditto. No, it kind of getting just like, don't be afraid, you know what I mean? And don't assume you know that race. You might be pleasantly surprised. Don't let the stereotypes that we hear keep you from falling in love with someone, because you might actually find out that you have a lot more in common than you think. And then, of course, the cool part is, if you do ultimately marry this person, you form your own kind of a culture, and then even raising your kids to embrace, you know, these things is kind of cool as well too. So, all right, well, Miss Asha, thank you so much, boo boo, for being on the show. And so, okay, so listen, you guys, Asha is bomb sauce, okay? So she is a blogger. She's a photographer. Can you just kind of tell us a little bit of what you do and how people can find you?
Well, first, you can find me on the gram.
Uh-oh. She does it for the gram, y'all.
I do it for the gram. At lifeas_. Mm-hmm. I just share my life.
And she shares her beautiful babies.
My little babies.
And you do really good pictures. Like, are you a photographer? Do you consider yourself a photographer? Okay, she's working on it.
It's a hobby. For now, I can say it's a hobby. But I know I have a lot to learn.
Got it.
Before I would ever be like, yeah, I'm a photographer.
Got it.
But I'm getting there.
Okay, so Life with Asha, really quick. What can we expect besides, you know, awesome mug pictures? Like, I peruse your page often. So often mug pictures, cute baby pictures, fitness goals. I think you actually do share a hubby on Instagram. Meaning, like, you know, marriage goals, things like that, right?
Every now and then I do, but he'll be out in front of the camera a little bit more. Because I get my practice in.
Yeah.
So, and my babies are getting tired of me having the camera in their face.
They said, listen, we ain't getting paid right now. I'm going to need some contracts.
Basically, I'm like, say cheese. And they're like, no, bye. Go fix me some lunch.
Right. So, like, so, okay, time out. You done made this plate. Like, can we eat? No, it's for the gram.
Right. So many times I'll make something and I'm like, just let me get a picture first. And then my oldest is like, seriously?
Aww.
Yes. So if you want to eat that, let me snap my picture.
Right.
Then you can have at it.
Aww. Well, so like I said, just life in general, just really cool. And she's really awesome. And as you can see, she's a sweetheart. So thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And you can stick around. I know you said, I ain't doing petty word of the day. Y'all.
It's challenging. Y'all are pros at petty word of the day.
We think we are.
Enlighten me.
Okay. So hopefully I'm saying it right. I really need somebody to be like, you know what? You mispronounced that word on there. We really try. We try to, like, we have to do it like instantly because we're like,
I don't want to know. Listen. Correct her. Leave me be.
As we get to my favorite segment, Petty Word of the Day. Petty Word of the Day is where we take a word, a big word, that we learn, and we try to learn a definition and put it in a sentence because that's how you retain it. But we do it with a twist here. We like to put it in pretty petty sentences, and we go for the jugular. So, Asha, watch the blood spew.
Okay.
All right. Ms. Glam.
You can go first.
Dagger me.
Oh, I'm going to go first.
Yeah, okay. Right in the juggler. Go for it.
So, my petty word of the day is Parthenon. It's an adjective.
Parthenon.
Yes, it means relating to or being or having the effect of shots being fired while in real or feigned retreat.
So, I'm sitting here talking about daggers and you really are about to cut me one. Go ahead. All right. I was just playing, but that's all right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
After I call it quits with the petty jabs, Mo Hazel always gets in her Parthenon shot with one last petty jab to the throat.
I mean, that is accurate, and I am going to do that.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm going to be good. I mean, that's true. That's facts. Like, I can't even...
All of my petty sentences are facts.
I mean, yeah, they are. They are. They are. Okay. But, you know, I appreciate you respecting the petty. That was a good one.
Yes.
Okay. So, I will consider this a dagger.
Oh, okay. See, I was kind of nice.
But listen, but the dagger back to me is trying to figure out how to pronounce this word, because I feel like I'm about to butcher it. It is... Bibulabibule. That sounds right. I'm probably dead ass wrong. Bibulabibule. If you say it fast with conviction, you too.
I believe it.
But it is a noun, the sort of people who read too much.
You can never read too much.
No, listen, Miss Glam would be considered a bibulabibule since she thinks Faye's make great boyfriends.
Okay. I like that.
You like that?
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, that's no fun. I thought it was poking fun out of you. That's a fail.
I like my book boyfriends.
Yeah, I saw the definition and I was really trying to, you know, prove you. I was really just trying to be a big girl and seem like I knew a really, really big word, because it literally has like 25 B's in it, all the vowels.
And make fun of my book boyfriends.
Well, what is a fae?
It's like a fairy, like an elf. Depending on the book you read.
Like, I just don't understand. And then they fight. Like,
not in real life, it's a book.
But then you say, I can't talk about the other book boyfriend because the other book boyfriend it's not real. They touch you.
The same thing you feel with your celebrities. Same thing.
They're real people.
But the character's not. You like the character. You don't like the person.
I do like the person. The person is very hot, whether they're playing the character or not. It's very superficial why I like celebrities. It's just to look at. It's a visual.
Really?
It is.
Okay. Well, I like my book boyfriends.
Okay. Well, you know, you can keep your face. Know that I will never steal one of your mans. Not a fae. I ain't down with the fae. I'm down with the swirl.
I'm down with the swirl. I'm down with the swirl. Tech support. Do you hear? Tech support? She won't steal the book boyfriends. That's what she said.
I don't want your real boyfriend either.
I ain't talking about the current one.
I will clean it up.
Clean it up.
I would love executive producer to look at my wish list. And get a few more items, but that's all right. But okay, well, do you have anything else to say for today?
Until next time.
And we are out.